You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, welcome back. MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And, Greg, we're several days out now from the winter meetings in Nashville. The Mariners have been as active as any team in Major League Baseball to this point. I want to start with a preview, what we might expect at the winter meetings, if we are to expect anything. I mean, they've gotten just about everything done at this point.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, most off seasons, the winter meetings is where you start to put together moves and things, and it's each year it seems to be teams move up a little more and start getting some stuff done and jumping on things before they get there. But this year, I can't remember it. Certainly a team I've covered or even paid too much close attention to that's made as many moves as Jerry DePoto has made coming out of the chute even before we get to Nashville. So five trades, four free agent signings, and a couple waiver claims. I mean, he's redoing that roster pretty quickly. So it is an interesting question. What are they going to do in Nashville? There are still some things to do. So no doubt DePoto will have his hand in things. I think the Mariners will be prominently mentioned in a lot of talks, but not the big end, not the big money guys. I think they're pretty set on the high paid guys. It's obviously going to be more of DePoto working the outside of the fringes of that roster and making upgrades where he can. But really the glaring hole now, Dave, I think is first base, and I think that's going to be a topic of conversation. What they're going to do to fill first base after trading Mark Trumbo. So that's kind of the one spot. And I know also a starter, Hisashi Iwakuma, getting him re-signed is a high priority, and be interesting to see if anything starts percolating there on that front at the meeting. Certainly the David Price signing has kicked off some things earlier this week, the Red Sox. So, we'll see where the money starts flowing for those pitchers. So a starting pitcher, whether it's Iwakuma or someone else, still a priority for the Mariners, and as well as the bullpen. I think it's going to be a topic probably for much of the rest of the winter, trying to beef that 10 up. So I think those are the areas really first base, the rotation and bullpen is probably the bulk of the talk we'll get on Seattle in Nashville.
Yeah. And it sounds like a lot of teams, right? Rotation, bullpen, and then name the position, it could be left field in Anaheim, could be whatever. But let's start with some of the trades and there has been a flurry, but just recently completed the Clevinger deal with the Orioles. You mentioned Trumbo being traded. Trumbo and Reifenhauser go to Baltimore. Clevinger comes back at catcher. And it does seem like catcher now, is pretty well set. And Zunino will be at AAA. Am I reading that correctly?
That's kind of where they're lining it up. And DePoto feels like they've gone from an area of weakness to really kind of building one of strength, at least in depth and numbers. Chris Iannetta, they're counting on being their primary catcher, but that doesn't mean he's going to catch 130 games. I think they're looking more at 90 to 100. Clevinger comes in as a guy, the backup there, left-handed hitting catcher that they like his bat and expect some upgrades there. If you look at the Mariners' catching last year was pretty pitiful as far as everything offensively, and one of the worst seasons you can have as a group. I think they hit 150 something as a group, and that's just not going to cut it. Zunino, I think the feeling with this new regime is he just got pushed ahead of his time and really just needs time at AAA to work on things. And DePoto not ruling out, he's not saying, hey, this guy doesn't have a chance to make the club, but he's definitely saying, hey, we don't have to force him out. He's not going to be on the club until he's ready. And if that means starting the season at AAA, which it may well do now, give him some time and really get some minor league at-bats that he never really had coming up. He got rushed pretty good. And, he's a talented kid, and they still believe he's the long-term guy. It's top three pick in the country for a reason in 2011, I believe it was. So, he's a young kid still, Iannetta and Clevinger with some experience. So they've got some options there. Still with Jesus Sucre in the organization, and they feel like they've got some depth there. But all that said, that trade created a hole, and they're well aware of that. They expect to add some help at first base, and a lot of the Trumbo deal was to create flexibility, roster financially and roster wise, and they feel like they've got some money now to work with. He was due about $9 million probably in arbitration, and they felt that money could be used you know, get a guy with his skill set, probably cheaper at first base, and use some of that money probably to address the pitching, which, as everyone knows, is the name of the game. So that's kind of the thought with DePoto, I think, there, and we'll see how that plays out going forward.
The other thing he's done, though, Greg, is remade the outfield. You know, he acquired Leonis Martin just the other day, signed Nori Aoki to a one-year deal, re-signed Franklin Gutierrez, and you got Seth Smith out there, you got Nelly Cruz. I mean, you know, there are only three outfield spots on any given day. Suddenly, it does look like he has some depth, versatility, and maybe a little more athleticism out there, too, which could be a big deal.
Yeah, that was goal number one, was to get more athletic, get faster. They were tough out there with Cruz last year and Wright playing a lot. Ricky Weeks was playing some outfield. And there's some guys that you just can't live and die with. Seth Smith is a decent outfielder, but they wanted to get some speed out there. And Leonis Martin and Aoki, both guys that can run and go get it a little bit. So Martin, yeah, I think underrated maybe with fans, at least as far as what he can do defensively. You know, he's a stud out there and got one of the best arms in baseball. So they really feel like they solidified that center field spot. And Aoki, once that deal gets finalized, is a guy that they're probably going to put in left field. They kind of like him in left field, and he can slide over to center if they want to give Martin a blow or kind of work with him a little bit. And then Seth Smith can play right. They can use Franklin Gutierrez in left against lefties. And they do have some options there. Cruz, they don't want him out in right field as much as he was last year. He started 80 games in right. I think the idea would be to get him more at DH, not eliminate him in the field. Not a horrible defensive player. He's a guy with a good arm and catches the ball that he can get to. He's not obviously a speed burner out there, but they would like to have him more at the DH role, and they do have more athletes kind of work out there in that mix in the outfield. So it'll be interesting to see how that fills in specifically. They also like this Boog Powell kid they picked up from the Rays in a trade. I assume he'll probably start the year at AAA, barring problems elsewhere. But they're starting to get some depth there. And Daniel Robertson, a kid that DePoto familiar with from the Angels, that picked him up off waivers, another depth guy. So getting some athletes, some guys that can run. Sean O'Malley that came up last year and can fit in that mix, too, as a utility-type kid. They got Stephen Romero still in the program. So, yeah, getting some numbers out there and some athletes, and definitely, push number one for DePoto is get more athletic and better defense in the outfield, and they're definitely headed that direction.
Yeah, well, to go back on one of those names, it's really hard not to like a guy named Boog Powell. I mean, that's one of the cooler names out there these days. We all love the history of the game as well, but what about first base then, Greg? I mean, not a ton of money, but I think there are kind of some interesting options out there. What are some names you'd throw around as maybe a solution for them there?
Well, as DePoto says now, the guy right now is Jesus Montero, but there's a couple months left in the season. I wouldn't expect him to start the year at first base, but you don't know. They also picked up Andy Wilkins, young guy off waivers that was with a couple clubs last year and with a pretty good bat. So Clevinger can play a little first base. Those are the guys on hand. But as far as who they're going to go get, that remains to be seen. I don't know. There's some guys that popped open, Pedro Alvarez, Chris Carter. I don't know if that's where they're going to go. DePoto seems to be a guy that loves trades. And so it's hard to predict where he's going to go. He has a knack of making things work and kind of filling the holes that he sees, and he kind of gets the guys he likes. And I don't have a good grasp on who that is at first base yet. I sense that he wants to get a guy that is not a big power guy as much as a guy that can get on base and stretch that lineup a little more. I mean, they had Trumbo. They could have certainly kept him, and he opted to go another direction. So Trumbo's a guy that can put up the power, but not an on-base guy, and that seems to be a big push for DePoto, is to get guys that are going to get on base and really work with Cano and Cruz and Seager. But they feel like they got that middle of the lineup pretty solid, and they want guys that can get on base and make things happen. So, first base, traditionally a power position, but it'll be interesting to see where he does go with that. I don't have a great answer for that. I wish I did.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of the fun of it. We'll, you know, maybe we'll find out in a matter of days. It's the old Opryland Hotel in Nashville, but travel safely. Maybe get a little rest. I suspect those 4 days will be pretty busy, and we'll see you there.
There's always stuff happening at the winter meetings, and the fun thing with DePoto, you know, his first winter meetings with the Angels, he signed Pujols and C.J. Wilson the last day, and kind of was the blockbuster deal. I don't think we're going to quite see that kind of impact. I don't think you're going to see $330 million laid out in a couple hours as he did there in his first winter meetings with the Angels. But he is a guy who seems to be in the thick of things when talks are going on, so it'll be fun to see what the Mariners come up with in Nashville.
Yeah, I like it. It will be fun. All right, Greg Johns, everybody, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.